Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Gates of Gaza by Amar Tibon is a reported narrative that brings readers into Israel's southern borderlands and the communities living in the shadow of Gaza. Drawing on journalistic observation and lived proximity to the region, the book frames daily life near the fence as a mix of routine and recurring emergency shaped by rockets, alarms, political promises, and the human costs of policies made far from the front line. Tibon explores the tensions between security strategy and civilian vulnerability, and the ways families, farmers, and local leaders try to build stable lives amid uncertainty. At the same time, the story highlights resilience and mutual aid, showing how ordinary people respond when institutions fail or arrive too late. With a focus on betrayal, survival, and hope, the book aims to explain how this border space became both symbol and fault line, revealing the stakes of decisions about deterrence, diplomacy, and responsibility for protecting communities at the edge of the state. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, life on the edge of the fence. A central topic is the lived reality of Israeli communities bordering Gaza, where everyday routines are constantly negotiated with risk. The book explores how geography becomes destiny. Proximity to the border shapes housing decisions, school schedules, work patterns, and even social life. Readers are guided through what it means to plan a day while factoring in warning sirens, protected rooms, and the possibility of sudden escalation. This is not only a security story but a civic one, because local life depends on infrastructure, emergency response, and clear channels of authority. The narrative also pays attention to the psychological weight of repeated threats, including how families discuss danger with children, how communities memorialize losses, and how resilience is built through drills, volunteer networks, and shared expectations. Importantly, the borderlands are portrayed as more than a battlefield backdrop. They are places with agriculture, culture, and aspirations that persist despite repeated disruption. By grounding policy questions in personal and communal experience, the book illustrates how national debates about Gaza are felt most sharply by those who live closest to it. Secondly, betrayal and the crisis of trust. Another major theme is betrayal, understood as a fracture between citizens and the institutions meant to protect them. The book examines how trust is constructed over years through assurances, budgets, and strategic claims, and how it can collapse in moments when warnings are missed, response is delayed, or preparedness proves inadequate. This topic is not framed as a simple accusation, but as an investigation into systems, what communities were told about security, what they believed, and what actually happened when their safety was tested. The author highlights the gap between national-level decision-making and the realities of local exposure, showing how political messaging and strategic doctrine can create a sense of certainty that does not match operational readiness. The consequences of a trust breakdown are broad resonance may question military leadership, governmental priorities, and the fairness of asking border communities to bear disproportionate risk. The book also explores how betrayal reshapes civic identity, pushing people either toward activism and demanding accountability or toward disillusionment and departure. In this way, the crisis of trust becomes a lens for understanding Israel's broader political and social strains. Thirdly, survival, emergency response, and community resilience. Survival in the borderlands is presented as both immediate and long-term. On the immediate level, the book emphasizes the practical elements that determine outcomes in a crisis: communication systems, shelter access, medical response, coordination between local security teams and national forces, and the speed of decision-making under pressure. The narrative illustrates how small factors can become decisive, such as whether a door locks, whether a call is answered, or whether a unit arrives with clear instructions. On the long-term level, survival involves sustaining a community through repeated shocks, including displacement, rebuilding, and emotional recovery. The book pays attention to mutual aid, local leadership, and the informal networks that often fill gaps when formal systems falter. It also considers the costs of constant readiness, including burnout and moral injury, alongside the strengths it can generate, such as solidarity and competence. Rather than portraying resilience as a slogan, the book treats it as labor organizing volunteers, training responders, maintaining routines, and finding meaning after loss. This topic shows how survival is not only about enduring danger but about rebuilding a functioning life afterward. Fourthly, politics, strategy, and the borderland dilemma. The book situates personal stories within a larger strategic and political dilemma, how a state manages an intractable conflict while safeguarding civilians who live at the front line. This topic explores the tension between deterrence and diplomacy, military operations and ceasefires, and the recurring cycle in which temporary calm can conceal accumulating risk. The borderlands become a case study in how policy choices ripple outward, affecting resource allocation, intelligence priorities, and rules of engagement. The narrative looks at how competing political narratives influence public understanding, including promises of security, debates over negotiations, and disagreements about long-term goals. It also highlights how the Gaza border is shaped by regional factors and internal politics, making it difficult to separate local security from national leadership decisions. By tracing the interplay between strategy and lived experience, the book invites readers to consider hard questions: what level of risk is acceptable, who bears it, and what accountability should look like when strategic assumptions fail. This topic makes the case that border policy is never abstract, because it determines whether communities can plan for the future or remain trapped in repeated emergencies. Lastly, Hope, Human Stakes, and Paths Forward. Hope is treated not as naive optimism, but as a contested, necessary resource for communities that must imagine a future beyond crisis. The book explores how hope emerges to rebuilding, public solidarity, and the insistence that border residents deserve more than survival. It also engages with the human stakes of the conflict, emphasizing that behind statistics are families, neighbors, and everyday projects interrupted by violence. This topic considers what it takes to restore a sense of agency after traumatic events, including truth-telling, public recognition of failures, and concrete improvements in protection and preparedness. Hope can also involve civic engagement, residents pushing for policy changes, better funding, and more realistic planning that acknowledges the border reality. The author highlights how meaning is sustained through community rituals, remembrance, and the determination to keep living in places that matter to those who call them home. While the book does not reduce solutions to simple formulas, it suggests that any path forward must integrate security with responsibility, combining strategic clarity with a moral commitment to protect civilians. In doing so, Hope becomes a framework for insisting on accountability and a livable future. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want to understand the Gaza border beyond headlines, including those interested in Middle East politics, conflict reporting, Israeli society, emergency preparedness, and the human experience of living under persistent threat. It will also resonate with readers who value narrative journalism that links personal stories to institutional decisions and strategic debates. The benefit to a reader life is not limited to learning facts. The book sharpens the ability to think in systems, to see how policy, infrastructure, and leadership choices shape outcomes for ordinary people. It encourages a more mature understanding of security, showing that protection is built through planning, trust, and accountable institutions, not only through rhetoric. Compared with similar books that focus primarily on diplomatic history or battlefield analysis, this one stands out for centering borderland civilians and the practical mechanics of survival and resilience. It offers an accessible entry point into complex issues while keeping the stakes tangible and human. For buyers seeking a timely, grounded perspective on one of the most sensitive frontiers in the region, it is a worthwhile addition that combines clarity, urgency, and empathy. If you would like to support Amir T-Bone, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.